We're in Simen Chav Zayin, Sif Vav. Okay, we're going to talk about the lefty. Are you a lefty? Lefty?
I know the two guys thinking OJ. They're both like the problem.
Oh, we're going to get there. We're going to get there.
You're left-handed?
Oh, righty. I'm a lefty. Almost 100% lefty. I bat righty. Okay. That doesn't really... Okay, so we learned back in Sif Aleph that tefillin go on the left hand, basically. Okay? And so when we did that last week, so we spoke out the Gemara Menachos Lamed Vav. We're going to go through that again. So the Gemara Menachos Lamed Vav on the base, Lamed Zayim and Aleph, bring a Braisa. The Braisa says, Tan Rabbanan Yodcha Zu Small. When it says your hand, it means your left hand. How do we know that? So the Gemara gives three reasons why tefillin go on the left hand. Okay? Now, we pointed out last week when we did this that the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sif Aleph only gives reason two and three. Skips reason number one. I think now I have a reason why. Let's go through the three reasons again and see how it applies to a lefty. So first the Gemara brings a pasuk in Yeshaya. We mentioned that there were three pasukim that are brought over there, but one is in Yeshaya. And the pasuk says, Af yadi yasda eretz vimini tipcha shamayim. Hashem says that my hand established the earth and my right hand set up the shamayim. So you see yadi and yimini, Rashi points out, if it says in the yadi, my hand, and yimini, which means my right hand, so obviously when it says regular hand, a regular hand is a left hand. And it brings two other psukim over there. That's reason number one, tefillin go on the left hand, yad is small. Good. Then we have reason number two, Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson says that the pasuk says ukshartam and ukhsavtam. So just like you write with your right hand, so too you put your you use your right hand to tie the tefillin, which means onto the left hand. Okay? So you write with your right hand, and therefore you tie the tefillin with your right hand onto your left hand. So, okay, let's do the third one. Third one, Rav Ashi says Yod Cha. The pasuk says Yod Cha, and it's not supposed to be a hey, it's supposed to be a Chav Sofit, it's a hey, and they darshin Yad Keha, the weak hand. Okay, so these are the three reasons brought down to the Gemara that tefillin go on the left hand. So if you look at them, you'll see, well, wait a second. According to the pasuk, Yadzu small. It has nothing to do if you're a righty or a lefty, strong hand, weak hand, makes no difference. Tefillin always go on the left. That's what it sounds like from the first reason. Now, there is such an opinion, there is such a svara, and it is somewhat supported by the Gemara that says that the tefillin have to face the heart. And the heart is on the left side, so therefore, that's another, they bring that, some Rishonim, there's not too many Rishonim that say it. There's a Meiri and there's a Mordechai, okay, who say, put it on your left, put the tefillin always go on the left hand. Some bring down because Yadzu small, and some bring down to say that has to face your heart, and if it's on the right hand, then it's not, it's further away from the heart. And they bring down the Mekubalim, whatever that means, the Mekubalim are also into this opinion. Okay, but obviously this is not going to be the standard opinion. We're not going to pass on like this opinion. Therefore, I believe that's why the Mishnah Berurah left out this reason. We're in Sif Aleph. Then we have Rav Nosson, who connects the writing to the time. So then that would seem to depend on what hand you write with. Whatever hand you write with, that's considered your stronger hand, even if it's not your stronger hand, but your writing hand is the ikar. Whatever you write with, that's the hand you use to tie the tefillin onto the other arm. Totally depends on the writing. That's what would come out according to Rav Nosson. And according to Rav Ashi, it would seem to have nothing to do with writing. What's your weaker hand? What's the hand that you're able to throw a ball the furthest? Or you're able to hit with the hammer the hardest? So these three reasons are why the tefillin go on the left hand are very, very significant in figuring out what to do, A, for a lefty, and B, how to define what does it mean lefty. Right? We're soon going to see. What if he writes with one hand and he does everything else with the other hand? Okay, let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Chav Zayin Vav. V'iter Yad Yimino. That means a lefty. Im Osek Kol Malachto B'Smol. He does everything with his left hand. a pure lefty. So meiniach b'smalo, he'll put tefillin on his left hand, which is a code word for his weak hand, shu yamin shel kaladim, which is everyone else's right hand. That means he's going to put tefillin on his weak hand, which is his right hand. It's very confusing, but that's what it means. He's a lefty, puts tefillin on his right hand. Okay, so here, let's first do Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Dalet, then we'll go backwards. Meiniach b'smo. What if he puts tefillin on the other hand? I'm a lefty. The other's lefty. Puts tefillin on my right arm. What if I was to put tefillin on my left arm? So here the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Dalet. Meinicho b'mino shu smo kol adam. If I'm going to put it on my left hand, my right hand, which is my strong hand, which is everyone else's left hand, which means the lefty. If a lefty puts on his left hand, af b'diavad lo yatza chut hashani simin chav ches v'ayin b'bir halacha. So Mishmur Paskins, like the chut hashani, even b'diavad, if a lefty puts on his left hand, he's not yatza. So the tefillin must go on the right hand. If you look at the Shari Tshuva, Sifkaton Zion, in some nuschos they messed up the numbering. You have Sifkaton Zion, Dibar Maskel Kol Adam, right there on the same page. They're on page 74. Shari Tshuva, Kol Adam. Should be like right over here. We have Kol Adam? It says Yud Aleph. Yeah, I know. Some they messed it up in some editions. Okay. I'm Ber Heitev, I'm Meshachas Adal Sukkotan Aleph. Umidibir Bala Iter, Shevi Beis Yosef, Nira, Desfirle Diyatza. Okay, there's a Beis Yosef in Hilchos Lulav. We have the same discussion by Lulav. Which hand should you take the Lulav and Esrog? So usually a righty takes the Lulav and Adasim Laravos, it's three meaning, takes that in his right hand and the Esrog in the left. What about a lefty? There's a very big Machlokas, ends up being a Machlokas Machaberamo. So from over there, the Beis Yosef brings about the Iter, sounds like a lefty that you're Yotze. If you put a lefty puts the tefillin on the wrong hand, on his left hand, he would be Yotze. The Shami Tiba Kosim Zel Lashur Matasi B'Sefer Zer Zahav Lamari Tzemach Herich V'Hir B'Barayas She'ita Yad Yimino Eina Rashai L'Shanas Mishar Kol Adam. That a lefty is not allowed to put tefillin on differently than a righty. He must put tefillin on his left hand like a righty. Shelo L'Shanos HaSeder HaElyon. Not to change the upper order, whatever that means, some sort of Kabbalistic thing. So the Kabbalists hold that the tefillin always go on the right hand, presumably, that because they go with the Ikar reason. The question is how you understand why the tefillin go on the left hand. If the Ikar reason is the Pasuk, then it has nothing to do with the individual and has everything to do with the Pasuk. Yad means left, finish, and that doesn't matter if you're a righty or a lefty. Okay, but you see the Mishnah Berurah that does not, obviously we don't paskin that the lefty puts tefillin on his left arm, but even b'diavad, the Mishnah Berurah holds that a lefty, if he puts it on the left hand, he's not yotze. And we're not going to go through it, but for homework, you can look at Bira Locha, Dibor, Matzah, Maniach, B'smolo, where he goes on to disagree with the Shari Tshuva's, the whole understanding of the Bala Itter over there, Lulav, he disagrees with and says, no, you're not yotze, even b'diavad, nothing to talk about, there's a misunderstanding over there. Okay, now, let's go back to Sifkot and Chaf Beis. Okay, again, the Mechaber tells us a lefty, pure lefty, does everything with his left hand, is going to put tefillin on his right arm. Now, how do you define lefty? Is that how you're born? My friend told me that his grandfather was raised in the United States in the early 1900s. Every time you pick up a pencil with his left hand, the teacher would hit him with a ruler. You were not lefty, there was something wrong with a lefty, you're not allowed to use your left hand. So now the kid's turning 13, he's already learned to write with his right hand, because every time he wrote with his left hand, he got smacked either by his teacher, maybe even by his parents. I think it was the teacher in that case, but there are many stories like this. So what's your right hand, what's your left hand? So here the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham. Mishnah Berurah says, "Chav Beis." Now, filu na'as ha'idi, it's the opposite. You have a righty, he becomes a lefty because he trained himself to become a lefty. Even a lefty who trained himself to become a lefty for whatever reason, but he wasn't born like that, he should put the tefillin on his right arm. Meaning, it's not how you're born, it's practically speaking, what are you right now? Are you a righty or a lefty? If you train yourself to become a lefty, you're a lefty, put the tefillin on the right arm. The kol shekinah, for sure. Now, this is a Mordechai, Daki Moshe Mordechai. And the Magen Avraham brings down Miu Yesh Cholkim. I mean, he brings down this opinion. He goes with the opinion, but he throws in that there are those who argue. And on the spot, the Dagel Mervava points out that those who argue only argue when you did it on your own, you know, for your own personal reasons. But if God worked it out, that a person had to change from one arm to the other because he got sick, his good arm got sick and he couldn't use it, and therefore he had to switch over, so then even the Chokim over there and the Rishonim would agree that he now switches over from righty to lefty or from lefty to righty. But the Mishnah Berurah doesn't goes straight with the Magen Avraham, ignores the Chokim, and he says it goes on how you train yourself, doesn't matter how you were born, which is significant, lo aleinu, with people later on in life who lose the function of an arm with a stroke or whatever, becomes very serious shailas in terms of where to, how to put on the tefillin. The kol shekein, that's the dogma of Rava's kol shekein. The kol shekein, I'm still in Sifkat and Chav Beis, imin ha-shamayim higilu, that from heaven they've accustomed him to change. Why? He got sick in his right arm, and he lost the strength in his right arm. He had to start using his left arm. After some time, I don't know how long it takes, but I'm sure it takes some time, he becomes a lefty. Oh, God forbid, he lost his right arm, he lost his right hand. God forbid. Now he has to do everything with his left hand. But Vade Dino Kiyitzu Gomer. He now has the full fledged status of a lefty. He should put it on that bad hand. If he then got better, then he becomes even Steven, ambidextrous. And we'll learn in the Shulchan Aruch that someone who's ambidextrous goes with the Rova Olam and will act as a righty and put the tefillin on the left hand. Okay, again, let's start again with the Mechaber. V'ita yad yimino, yim osa kol melachto b'smol. He does everything with his left hand. Mishabur points out, even if it's only a majority, it's good enough. Kol melachto b'smol, meiniach b'smolo. He's going to put tefillin on his left, his weak hand, shu yimin shal kol adam, which is really his right arm. Yim sholit b'shtei yadav, if he's ambidextrous, meiniach b'smol kol adam. He's going to put it on everyone's left, meaning his left arm, which is, he's going to act like a righty. Okay, now here gets the big shiloh. If he writes with his right hand, but everything else he does with his left hand, no difference if it's the opposite according to the Shulchan Aruch. We'll soon see the Bach disagrees. Okosev is small. He writes with his left hand. Usharko ma'isav osev imin. He writes with his left hand. Everything else he does with his right hand. So is he a righty or a lefty? So yesh omrim sheyaniach tefillin biyad shetash koach debeinin yad keha. So some say you go with the yad keha, the weaker hand. I'm in the Mechaber, the middle of Sivav. Again, he writes with one hand. He does everything else with the other. Do we go after the writing or do we go after the weaker hand? So the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch is you go after the weaker hand. And that's based on the drush that we said from Rav Ashi. Now why did tefillin go on the left hand? Yadcha, written with hey, yad keha, the weaker hand. So we don't care what hand you write with, we care what's your stronger hand, what do you use for power. The Yesh Omrim, some say, no, Shayat Shekosebah Hi Chashuvah, the hand that you write with, that is the hand that is considered to be Chashuv. Hi Chashuvah, you mean, that's considered your right hand, that's considered your strong hand. The Inyan Zeh, Umeiniach Tefillin B'yad Shekinegda. And you're going to put tefillin on the opposite hand. So this is a major league, machlokas, rishonim, achronim, poskim, mamash major league. You do everything, you write with one hand, and you do everything with the other hand. So again, the root is, from where do we learn out that tefillin go, generally on the left hand? Is it yad keha? So we go by which arm is more powerful, or which is less powerful. The less powerful hand, that's the hand that gets the tefillin. But if we learn out from ukshartim, uksavtim, the hand that is done, to used to write, is the same hand that's used to tie the tefillin on the opposite hand, then we should look at how you write and not which is the more powerful arm. And they're different things. One's fine motor skills and one is power. Speak to your local Orthodox doctor. Okay. So, as a general rule, when the Mechaber has a Yesh Omrim, Yesh Omrim, the general rule is Halacha Kebasra. The Shulchan Aruch himself is passing like the second Yesh Omrim. That's a general rule. Which means the Shulchan Aruch here is passing that we go after the hand that you write with. We don't care what's more powerful. The hand that you write with, that's considered what you are. You write with your right hand, you're righty. You write with your left hand, you're lefty. Because the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Basra, like the second Yesh Omrim, when he has two Yesh Omrims. And here, the Ramah corroborates as a Hagob, Achinog. And that's the minhag. The minhag is that we go after this second Yesh Omrim. It goes by the hand that you write with. Okay, and there are the Magen Avraham goes like this. There are many poskim like this. They say, it's not 100% clear, but they say the Mishnah Berurah goes like this as well. Now, on the other side, the Vilna Gaon goes with the first reason, the first Yesh Omrim. He says it doesn't matter what hand you write with. It matters which hand is stronger. The Aruch HaShulchan Paskins like the first one. Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskins like the first one. And Yimamish, they line up the sides. Now, yeah, you have the Mechaber, the Magen Avraham, which seemed like that should be the end of the story. But it's a very complicated sugya. And the Gra goes to the sugya, Rav Moshe goes to the sugya. Obviously, the Mechaber Ramah did the sugya. But the sides are lined up. Rav Nevezal holds you, puts tefillin on, he has to put tefillin on both hands. Rav Moshe writes somewhere that's a huge tircha, and he tries to avoid that at all costs. Although I realize all the Hasidim put on Rabbeinu Tam, they're putting on tefillin, you know, putting on two pairs of tefillin. But they talk about, like, should a lefty, they talk about the idea of putting on tefillin twice, and in Pesukei Teshuvos he brings big poskim who are opposed because it is a big tircha. Especially if you're going to put Rabbeinu Tam on both. Now, the Bach has an interesting shita based on the tour, and the Bach says, so he seems to go with this right hand is the ikker, the hand you write with is the ikker. But he says, well, we only look at the hand that you write with when you're writing with the right hand. If you're writing with the right hand, then you're a righty. But if you write with the left hand, but you do everything else with the right hand, you're still a righty. That's what the Bach holds. It means we go after. So we always go right. We always, you as a righty, and some want to say, so the Mekubalim will hold that the tefillin always go on the left hand. The mitzarif them to the Bach. I mean, I don't know if that's not where the Bach is really going. What?
What's found the Bach? I mean, myself according to Manushach, whichever time you're holding the chsavtam time, you're holding the.
I don't know. He has a diuk in the Reb Yechiel brought down on the tour. But with the Sfar, I don't know. And the Arz HaSachaim goes with the Bach. The Shevin Levi is Mitzarev to Shitas HaMekubalim to the Bach. And I heard a Maisa Shehaya, Yitz Lerner, came over on Shabbos. I was learning this.
Oh, yeah?
Sugya, Yitz Lerner?
Oh, okay.
Came over on Shabbos. I was learning the Sugya with Yaakov Moshe. And he told me a story in Chappelle's. This comes up a lot, you know. When you're bar mitzvah, you do whatever people do. You know, it depends how, if your father's a Talmud Chacham, you go ask a shayla. If not, I guess you guess. And then you come to yeshiva and say, well, you know, about Bali Tshuva. So they're starting from scratch, you know, which hand do I go to the rabbi? Which hand do I put my tefillin on? And like, well, are you righty or lefty? Well, actually, so the story was like this. The guy, he writes with his left hand. Everything else he does with his right hand. He said to Rosh Weiss, he's very worldly. When you're throwing a baseball, what hand do you use it, right? When you go bowling, which hand do you use? Use it right. He asked him a few different questions. And he passed in that he has a din righty, and he should put his phone on the left hand. So that follows about.
He writes with his
left hand.
So he just passed.
He does everything else with his right hand.
So he passed like.
He passed like the Bach. Now it could be Betzir of the Mekubalim. I wasn't there. I don't know. I don't know the protocol. I know Rav Nemzal holds that this is a mamish. You know, there's no way to paskin on such a shayla over here. You should put tefillin on both arms. So it is a bir alocha. Dibur masal v'hochi nahug. He brings down v'hochi nahug on the bottom of page 74. He brings down the Magen Avraham. Brings down the Bach. And if you look at the next page, now he tries to put everything together. He tries to somehow fulfill all the shitas. You can skip down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines on page Lamed Ches. Fifth line of the Bir Alocha. Ach mikol makom nira l'niyas daiti. You have it? D'nuchal hamlitz al olam d'nogin kalocha liba d'kulei alma. You can try to sort of go according to everybody. Let's see how he tries to do that. Min hagun sheyisol torahi d'nira li d'afilu l'deah harishona. Even according to the Deah Rishona, the first opinion, that you don't go after the hand that you write with, but you go after which hand is stronger, Hanimili Dibiyad Shekosev Bo Ein Yochulasas Pulas Acheros. I don't know what that means exactly, but it's saying, you write with one hand, you do everything else with the other hand. So he's saying, well, if you can't do anything else with your right hand but right, what does that mean? You can't do anything. You can't throw a ball. You throw a ball. It doesn't go as far. You won't get a high score in bowling. You can still use the hand. I don't know exactly the same what he's saying. Then he went to that. But also, if the hand that you're writing with, you do everything with one hand, and you write with the other hand. But if the hand that you write with, if you can't do anything, okay, then we sort of have this, you know, we're kind of stuck. But if the hand that you write with, you can do other things. You can do other things. Just easier to do it. With the other hand, then maybe even the first opinion will agree to the second opinion that you go after the writing hand, because it's not just writing versus everything else, because with the hand that I used to write, I could also throw a bowling ball. Okay, I won't get a strike, but I'll get down a few pins, especially if you have the bumpers.
It means that you will get a strike. It means you can always get a strike. You get a strike with the right hand and the left hand.
It's just easier to get a strike with the other hand. Well, no, because he's trying to like make this fit. Like most people, one hand is taka stronger than the other. You know, you can throw a ball, it just won't go as far. He's saying you can do the same thing. And so he tries to put it all together over here, which is not so clear. Anyway, it's a major league machlokes. If you have such a kid, you can ask a shaila. My daughter, when she was very little, we took her for some ivchun, and they said, okay, here are the crayons. Hands on the table. Okay, they said, pick up the red crayon and color. She took her left hand, picked up the red hand, and colored. Okay, put it down. Pick up the blue crayon and color. She took the opposite hand, picked up the blue crayon, and colored. And we never noticed this. And they called us over and said, look at this, she's ambidextrous. She can write with both hands. Now, I don't think she does that now. Now she learns how to write. She's already in fourth grade. I don't think she writes with both hands. She only writes with one. But it's very interesting. The Bir Halacha actually discusses this. What if someone can't write? What if you can't write? The hand that used to color, does that indicate a writing hand? So he wants to say no. He says writing is writing. If you only can, you know, you don't know how to write, which, you know, Baruch Hashem, in our door is not so common in the Torah world that someone doesn't know how to write. But I'm sure you go to villages in Africa that people can't write. So if there, the writing hand is not significant if it's a coloring hand, if it's scribbling hand, but it's not, you can't actually write any significant letters, so then that doesn't count. Okay. Let's do Sif Zion. We did this sort of touch on this. Alpha P. Sheyesh lo adamaka, but makom anachas tefillin. We already discussed in Sif Aleph at length where is the proper place for the tefillin. So he said the tefillin go on the bicep, and we said that the Beis Yosef brings down a smack, who brings down a shimusha rabba, that wants to cut cut the arm in half, and say it's only the lower half of the bicep upon which you could put the tefillin. Because even though a person has a wound on his bicep, he should still put tefillin on his bicep. Why? Because the place to put the tefillin is supposed to be big enough for two tefillin. So just because a person has a wound there doesn't mean there's still not room for the tefillin. So halfway between your shoulder and your elbow, the lower half, that's the makom hanochas tefillin. Okay, that is what the Ramah spelled out for us in Sif Aleph. The Mechaber was vague, but they pointed out this Mechaber, that both Mechaber and the Ramah hold, has to be the lower half of the bicep. We spoke out how the Grud disagrees and said they didn't understand the Shimush Rabbah, and really you have the whole bicep. When he talks about half, when the Shimush Rabbah says plag zra, he doesn't mean the lower half, he just means half of the whole area. The first two fingers are no good, the upper two fingers are no good, and the four fingers are good. That's called half. Half of eight is four. It doesn't have to be the first four or the last four, it can be the four middle, and it excludes the bottom two and the upper two. Okay, we discussed that at length last week. So here he wants to say, even in that small area, I don't see how there's room even for one pair of tefillin, but there's supposed to be room for two pairs of tefillin. And then the Mishnah Berurah goes on and tells us that if a person has a wound, so we discussed then, it's better for it to go too high than too low, because if it's too high, then it's still on the bicep and you're yotzi according to the Vilna Gaon. And if you go too low, then you're not yotzi according to everybody, because everyone holds it needs to be on the bicep. Just It does have to be on the bottom half of the bicep or the entire bicep. So the gra holds the entire bicep. So if a person has a wound on part of the bicep, put it on the other part, and you can make it like the gra. Probably most of us will make it like the gra anyway, because our tefillin are big enough that there's really not enough room on the lower half of the bicep to get the entire bias of the shalyad. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll see you tomorrow. Bez Hashem, ches tes, chesen tes.